Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. It is a Saturday show, which means I'm here with Sarah. Hello.
I'm here. Hello.
I feel like I hadn't seen you in so long.
It had been so long.
But I mean,
It's been like a week.
I know.
But then I leave again.
I know.
It's crazy.
And what's odd is that it felt like a vacation because I didn't see you.
Yeah.
But then we both had so much going on that it did not feel like a relaxing vacation.
No. And I have to say, so as of when we're recording this, I just got back from Ascend and you were so missed. Everyone was like, oh, where's Sarah? I was really hoping to see Sarah.
I missed everyone too. I know. I was really bummed to not be there.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. We ate a lot of good food. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really great weekend. And it's kind of hard to believe, like, going up to it, I was like, I know it's going to be over before I know it. Like, I'm going to be back here. And I knew it was going to go so fast, but it's a little surreal to be like, okay, cleared that hurdle.
Yeah, that's done.
Yeah, there's like a few big milestones before baby, and that was one of them. And now it's like, okay, that's,
yeah. She's going to be here soon.
I know, because we have a new thing in our office.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Next to me, there is a bassinet.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
That was one of many absurdly generous gifts from the Masters Club.
That's so kind.
I got the handmade bassinet. It's handmade in Africa and it's on this like beautiful wooden rocker. And the goal is to have two and have one in the office. So since the house is in 57 shades of totally disastrous.
57, that's it? No offense. Okay.
Not taken. Because of that, we get to look at this beautiful bassinet and it's hard to believe that there'll be a baby in there.
I know. It really is beautiful too.
Yeah. So we are going to give away, probably because of how I'm feeling right now, we're going to give away a box of Energy Plus, the powdered single serve drink sticks that Sarah and I both really love. You know what's funny about that? You texted me something while I was at Ascend and you were at your show. So we were both like all out, full bore. And you said something about like being on your third cup of coffee.
Yes.
And I was supremely envious.
I know.
Because I'm in this no coffee phase of pregnancy, which has been the whole pregnancy. And then later you said you were going to take like the energy just like as a stick, as a powder.
Yes.
Just like dump it. And what's so funny is somebody had given the boyfriend a packet of energy on Saturday morning of Ascend. And he thought that it was the kids' mood product. Ooh. That is the pixie stick kind of thing where you just take the powder. But it's totally not.
Nah.
It's meant to be with water. And he's standing there in front of me. And he was opening it, but I thought he was opening it to put in water. And he just dumped it in his mouth straight. And I was like, that's not kids' mood.
Yeah, no. Dude. That's a hard lesson to learn.
Yeah. And then when I saw him later in the afternoon, he was like, that was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough. It's wicked good in water, though.
Very good. Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah. So that's what we'll be giving away at the end of today's show is a box of Energy Plus. I will also link that up in the show notes. I'm going to make myself a note because I know I sometimes can forget about that. But I will link that up for those of you that are curious because some people think we're being intentionally evasive by not saying the name. But that is the name.
It's called Energy.
Yeah. So we'll link that up. We'll give that away. We give something away every single Saturday, guys. It's so easy to win. I wish more of you would like enter to win. There's three ways that you can enter. Every week we pick somebody new. You can leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or you can post on Facebook or Instagram an episode that you've really loved. Make sure to tag me and you win. So we will announce the winner of the Energy Plus at the end of the show. All right, we've got a bunch of questions and there's some good questions today. I'm really excited.
I am excited too. So the first one says, any tips for problem solving instead of problem creating?
First of all, can I give this person so much credit for just acknowledging the difference between problem solving and problem creating? Because there is a huge difference, which when we say it seems really obvious, but it's less obvious in the way people live, right? So often we just go in problem mode and being upset about the problem and staying in our feelings about the problem, very, very different than solution mode. In fact, last night I finished up my last call. I went into the house and I heard this really strange noise. And I kind of paused for a second because there's all sorts of strange noises when you're living through a renovation. And I realized
it was water, but it was snowing outside. And I'm like, oh God, what is happening? Do we have a burst pipe? Well, the roof that was, it's almost done, but it's not quite finished being replaced. The roof was leaking into the new dining room. And I went outside. I told the boyfriend, I'm like, we got to get somebody on the phone because it was the first snow of the season. And I'm like, who knows what we'll wake up to in the morning if we just let this go. And he got on the phone with the folks to get somebody back out here. But then when we were talking about it, he went to, you know, why this shouldn't have happened and what we're going to do to make sure it doesn't happen when we're away next week and this, that, and the other. And I said, okay, let's right now stay in solution mode until it's solved. And then we can go back into prevention mode. We can go into what do we need to do to make sure this doesn't happen again mode. But for now, what we need is a solution. So let's stay there. And that is one of my personal strategies for making sure that I'm solving what needs to be solved. Because otherwise, even if I don't go to prevention mode, I might just stay in problem mode. And in how I feel about the problem and in all the ways the problem is screwed up and why it shouldn't have happened, which is so different from the solution. And in fact, if you haven't yet, check out Chasing Cupcakes, because that's my book. There's an entire chapter on becoming a solution person. Part of it is recognizing when you're in the problem, when you're spinning in who did what or what you did wrong or how you feel about it. And then there's three other phases of this awareness, right? Because we can be in sensing how we feel about the problem. We can be in seeking, looking for what we could do differently, which isn't the same as solving, right? It's information gathering, which might be a prerequisite, but sometimes we just start considering every option and we never take action. So there's sensing, there's seeking, there's settling, which is deciding what you're going to do, which again, isn't the same as solving because that's just in your head. It's not in action. It doesn't produce results. And then the only one that we really want to focus on getting to as quickly as possible is solving. But we got to recognize when we are in each of these phases. I know for me, in the height of my struggle with my weight, I never got to the solving part, right? So I would be in sensing how I felt about my weight, how I felt about my food choices, all of how I felt about my past failures and how I felt about every possible diet out there and how I felt about deprivation and restriction. And then I would go into seeking mode and I wanted to get all sorts of information on all the options and all the things I could do. And then settling, I'd decide like on Monday, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to clean out my pantry. I'm going to go to the grocery store and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I'd go back to my feelings, how I felt about the diet, how I felt about not wanting to miss out or anything like that. Recognizing when you are in any of these phases is a great first step, because when you know where you're at, you recognize, oh my gosh, I'm not in the solution. The other piece of it is just asking very simply, what is a potential solution here and what can I do about it? And practicing that with people you love, like asking them to help you recognize when you are in the problem and just gently reminding you that you want a solution, right? Sometimes we'll just get into this whole big story about what went wrong and how it all went down and how we feel about it and whose fault it is, but we're nowhere near the solution. And to this person's question, we're kind of just creating more problems, because now there's the problem and now there's also our emotional turmoil around the problem, which we've created. So what is the solution and what can I do about it? As a practice, that doesn't mean we can't go back afterwards and tell somebody, hey, you know, you didn't meet my expectations here, or I wish this would have gone differently. But first, let's practice saying, what is the solution here and what needs to be done to create it as a practice? For more on this, though, seriously, Chasing Cupcakes is great because there's an entire chapter on it.
I love how universal that is.
Right?
That can be used in any situation.
Yeah, money, work stress, your car got a flat tire, no matter what it is. Yeah, totally agree.
All right. What is the difference between MCT oil and coconut oil? Are they the same thing? I tried your bulletproof tea the other day, making it with a tablespoon of butter and of coconut oil, and found it to be somewhat greasy. Am I using the right amounts?
Okay, let's start with the first question. Are MCT oil and coconut oil the same thing? And if not, how are they different? No, they're not the same thing. MCT oil can be extracted from coconut oil, or it can be synthetically created, but they are not the same thing. So when we look at coconut oil, which we all understand what coconut oil is, there is a type of fat in coconut oil called MCT, right? Or some of the fat, said another way, some of the fat in coconut oil is this form called MCT, or medium chain triglycerides, right? So MCTs are a component of coconut oil. They are a type of fat in coconut oil, but you can also just get straight MCTs. You can get medium chain triglycerides standalone without the other stuff that's also in coconut oil. So without the other types of fat, without some of the trace sugars in coconut oil. MCT oil is not going to be flavored like coconut. It's going to be generally flavorless. So they're not the same thing, but they are related, or they can be related. And I've done episodes on this. I've done episodes on MCTs. I've done episodes on coconut oil. So if you go to primalpotential.com, you do a search, you're going to find resources that go into that in more detail. As for making bulletproof tea, which for those of you who aren't sure, you can take coffee or tea. You can blend in butter and or coconut oil for the bulletproof coffee or, quote, bulletproof tea. This person used a tablespoon of each and found it to be greasy. Are you using the right amounts? So the right amounts depends on you, right? I wouldn't ever start off with 2 tablespoons of pure fat, because you don't know how your body's going to tolerate that, and it would really suck to have diarrhea 20 minutes later. I wouldn't recommend that. I always start with a little bit and dial up accordingly to the place where you feel like it satisfies your hunger, right? Because we're not just having this to add fat into our day, but to satisfy hunger and act as part of a meal, or as a meal in and of itself, depending on how much you use. The greasiness could be that you didn't blend it, right? If you just stir it, it's going to be greasy because the fat is going to separate and sit at the top. I tend to use, when I make it, which I haven't in a very, very long time, probably a couple years, I use either a regular blender, I use my Vitamix, or I use an immersion blender, and that allows the fat to kind of blend, but if you let it cool, it's going to separate, it's going to be greasy. So that tends to be more of a factor in greasiness than how much fat you use. How you blend it is a bigger factor. But as for right amounts, am I using the right amounts? That depends. What are you making it for? Are you having it for breakfast? If you only use a teaspoon of fat, it's probably not going to be a satisfactory breakfast. It's not going to do much for your hunger or for your energy. So it comes down to what you're using it for. Hope that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. This is a bold question here, but I love it.
All right.
What is happiness?
You know, I almost didn't even include this question, but then I said to Sarah right before we started recording, I'm like, I'll answer anything. But the fact is, every single one of us, if you got every person who listens to this podcast to answer, the answer would be differently, and nobody's wrong, because it's so completely individual. You know, and if I give you my answer today, it will absolutely be different in 6 months, and it will absolutely be different from what it would have been a year ago. We've got to look at what happiness is for ourselves, you know, and I think it's also different kind of day to day, because if I say happiness is, you know, feeling like I'm getting a balance of time with my family and time with my friends and time by myself, and I'm taking great care of myself, and I'm great, staying in gratitude. You know, when I do all of those things, I experience happiness. But let's say that today is just a really packed work day and I don't get any time with my family. Does that mean I can't be happy today? No, I think happiness for me is largely a decision. It's largely a decision to be grateful, to look for the good in things, and to choose to have fun along the way. You know, it's less of a destination and more of a decision for me. What do you think? What is happiness for you?
Well, I agree. I think it changes. It can change hour to hour sometimes, yeah. Really. And I wondered if when this person wrote it in, it was sort of rhetorical, yeah. And they're just really giving it some thought themselves.
Yeah.
And I hope that's the case too, because I would want them to have some answers.
Yeah.
But personally. Yeah. Okay. This next question says, I've lost weight before, but I couldn't really see the change. The clothes were a smaller size and people said, you look great, but I couldn't see it. Do you have suggestions for how to change that kind of perspective?
Yeah, I like to use objective reality. Take pictures, you know, take measurements. Because when we see ourselves day to day, it's hardest to see the change. Like right now in pregnancy, my belly is definitely bigger every day, but I'm probably the last person to notice because it's every day and the changes are going to be so slight day to day. But when I see my mom and I haven't seen her in 3 weeks, it's really significant to her. When you do objective reality, though, like if I were to measure my belly once a week, well, I'm going to objectively see that it's an inch bigger this week than it was last week. And it really doesn't matter if I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can tell. The fact is that I know, right? This is why when anybody is working to change their body composition, I'm like, take measurements, take pictures. But I also stay really connected to the fact that there's objective reality and there's your perception, and just go with fact, right? Just go with fact that it is going to be harder for you to see it. And that's okay, because if it's changing, it's changing, even if you don't notice that it's different from 3 or 4 weeks ago.
That can be hard sometimes. I know that for myself. And I've never wanted to take photos because I cringe sometimes, but I think they're so effective.
They are so effective. And even if it's hard, we get better when we do hard things.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right. I am feeling borderline depressed and unmotivated to do anything. I feel like I spend all my time planning, prepping, and cleaning for my household with very little gratitude and appreciation. And half the time, I feel like I'm just wasting my time and energy on things that only matter to me. I know what I need to do. I know what I want to do. But why should I do them if it doesn't matter to anyone else? How can I stay motivated when no one else around me is or even cares?
I think this is really interesting because it says, you know, I feel like I'm wasting my time and energy on things that only matter to me. Well, if they matter to you, that's reason enough. You know, I don't work out because it matters to somebody else. I don't eat well because it matters to somebody else. I don't keep my car clean because it matters to somebody else. I've got one life. And to expect that other people are going to share my priorities is to expect to be unhappy. So the fact that it matters to you, don't tell, like, we can all convince ourselves, oh, I could talk myself out of anything. Why should I build a business if nobody else cares? Like, my entire family, if I said I'm shutting down Primal Potential and I'm going to do real estate full time, they'd be like, okay, cool. So if I took that perspective, which I could convince myself, like, why should I do it if nobody else cares? I do it because I want to do it. You know, I could say, well, nobody cares if I work out today or not. That's 100% true. But why do I want to talk myself out of it? I want to talk myself into it. I'm doing it because I care. I'm doing it because it's what I want. So these things that you're doing, if you're doing them and they matter to you, that's why you should do them. Why should you do them if it doesn't matter to anybody else? Because their priorities aren't your priorities. Imagine how empty it would be to go through life just doing things that everybody else cared about that you didn't. Seems like a way better choice to do the things that matter to you even when nobody else cares. The fact is, most of what Sarah does with the rest of her day today is completely inconsequential to me, right? And I would say it's probably completely inconsequential to most of the people in your life.
Yes.
But you're doing them because you choose to do them. So we're all in that boat. And any friction that comes from that is really a result of your perspective. Most people won't care. And that's fine. They shouldn't. I don't want people caring what I eat. Like, I think it would be a miserable way to live if I ate only the way people wanted me to eat. Or I kept my house only the way people wanted me to keep my house. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it, you know? So it's just a perspective shift that is needed here, in my opinion.
All right. We have one more question here. And they say, I signed up for your Breaking Barriers course in June. It is now November and I have yet to complete it. Not because I am too busy, but I forget to make it a priority and I get lazy. So my question, do you think I would do better in the 12 weeks to transformation group? I think I may need more accountability.
So there's definitely a lot more accountability in 12 Weeks to Transformation than in Breaking Barriers, because Breaking Barriers is entirely self-guided. But here's the deal. If you're not doing Breaking Barriers because you forget, put it in your calendar for next Thursday. You know what I mean? Like, make an appointment with yourself. That is a skill that I would want you to build, whether you do Breaking Barriers, 12 Weeks to Transformation, or nothing at all. But they are very different. And I think one thing that makes the 12 Weeks to Transformation so successful is that there is not only accountability, right? One of the things Sarah does every week is she checks and sees who's behind. And then she reaches out to those people every single week. But the other thing that we do to help with engagement is not only we have a Facebook group, right? So if you are somebody who uses Facebook, and if you're not, that's fine, because we also have discussion boards inside the course that are not on Facebook. But you're seeing those kinds of messages and those reminders and those prompts and that pull back in every day. We send daily coaching audios 7 days a week. There is a daily coaching audio. If you live in the United States, it can go to you via text message. Otherwise, it gets posted in Facebook every day, and it's in our course portal every day. So there's so many different things that keep you engaged. But I'm less concerned about whether or not you do the 12 weeks to transformation than I am about this I'm too busy or I forget to make it a priority. Well, as you're writing this message in, put it in your calendar for the next day that you have an hour block to say start breaking barriers, right? That is a pattern that I really want to see everybody begin to capitalize on. To make a shift with. So you forget, great. When you remember, get it done. When you remember and you're sitting at home on a Saturday, start now. And if you can't start then, put it in your calendar so that I forget is no longer a barrier in your life. But yeah, there is definitely more accountability in the 12 weeks to transformation, and registration opens up in just a couple weeks.
And I don't know if when this airs, you've already done it, but you're offering a free week.
A free challenge.
Yeah.
A free challenge that starts on Monday. And that is totally free. It'll be free for everybody on the wait list for the 12 Weeks to Transformation, as well as for everybody in the Primal Potential Facebook group. And that is just daily journaling prompts and questions to ask yourself to get in the right headspace. So you're not saying things like, I get lazy, or I just forget. We're really doing the work to prime our brains to get what we want out of our life and from our results. So I'm very, very excited about that. It's totally free, so I don't know why you wouldn't take part in it. Mm-hmm. Maybe just not a priority for you. But you can go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/687, and the links will be there to either get on the wait list or join the Facebook group. You want to announce our winner? It's from Instagram.
I do. It is at Snarky Superstar. S-N-A-R-K-Y Superstar.
At Snarky Superstar. All you got to do is email Sarah at primalpotential.com. S-A-R-A-H at primalpotential.com. And we will get your box of 30 energy sticks out in the mail. You've got 60 days from today, the day this airs, to claim your prize. Otherwise, we'll enjoy it. We're going to start a little like cabinet of unclaimed prizes that's just like our little treasure box.
Heck yes.
Isn't that a good idea?
Like, I want you guys to all email in, but if you don't, I'm excited about the treasure box.
Especially when it's chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So what's going on in your world? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I have nothing scheduled. So I'll be working for sure, but it'll be on my own time, which I am super pumped about.
That is awesome.
Yes. What about you? Oh, you'll be away.
I know. Saturday, I will be getting geared up to go. I've got a bunch of client calls with folks in the 12 Weeks to Transformation on Saturday, and then I'll get packed up because Sunday we leave for Costa Rica.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that.
I know. And it's a work trip, but it's also a work trip with a lot of margin to sit on the beach, even though the bathing suit and that situation is a little questionable at this phase of pregnancy.
Oh, I think you should really soak it in.
I showed the boyfriend a bathing suit as we were talking about needing a maternity bathing suit. And then later I was like, yeah, I just really hope it gets here before we leave. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, that bathing suit. He said, you didn't show me a bathing suit. You showed me lingerie. I'm like, no, I didn't. That was a bathing suit. And I'm like, oh God, did I make the wrong choice for a work trip if he thought it was lingerie? It has a little lace on it, but like, it's not,
I totally want to see this.
Bedroom wear. I mean, it's a freaking bathing suit. And he had no, even though it said maternity swimsuit, we were talking about bathing suits. He thought it was lingerie.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, and it didn't get a remark.
I know.
Like, I'm shopping and you think it's lingerie and you're just like, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, like, really?
That's it?
You gotta show me.
Yeah, so I'll be rocking the large and in charge swimwear.
As you should.
But yeah, and then we come back and it's Thanksgiving.
I know.
Bonkers. All right, everybody, have an amazing day and we will talk to you very soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.